Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Venerable religious, and dear parishioners, even though the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is already passed, it occurred yesterday, I would like to still speak about this wonderful title of Our Lady and talk about her brown scapular. It is a most powerful sacramental. And we would do well, I want to at least give one sermon a year on a Sunday about the brown scapular because it is so important. I would like to share with you something that I usually print in the bulletin sometime during October every year as a reminder, but this pertains to the scapular as well. So allow me to begin with this extract from a book called The Sign of Her Heart, and this was originally published as Mary in Her Scapular Promise in 1940, and the author was John Haffert, and I believe he was very instrumental in founding the Blue Army of Our Lady in the 1950s and 60s, and this was a spiritual group, or a group for a spiritual purpose. A spiritual army, those that are devoted to Our Lady of Our Lady of Fatima. And I remember when I was young, my parents had our family involved in the Blue Army. I remember even wearing a blue beanie when I was when we went to a Blue Army Rosary March, for example. And it was, again, just to promote the message of Our Lady of Fatima, which, as we know, is absolutely relevant and critical for our age. So, anyway, this is from John Haffert. Again, the book written in 1940. In the pages of an ancient history of the Carmelite order, the author of this book found the following account. So John Haffert said he read this in this one of the these ancient history books of the Carmelite order. Three famous men of God met on a street corner in Rome. They were Friar Dominic, busy gathering recruits to a new religious order of preachers, Brother Francis, the friend of birds and beasts, and especially dear to the poor, and of course he was founding the Franciscan order, and then Brother Angelus, who had been invited to Rome from Mount Carmel in Palestine because of his fame as a preacher. At their chance meeting, by the light of the Holy Ghost, each of the three men recognized each other, and in the course of their conversation, as recorded by various followers who were present, they made prophecies to each other. St. Angelus, the Carmelite, foretold that the stigmata of St. Francis. Remember, St. Francis received the five wounds of our Lord in his hands, feet, and side. And this was about 2 years before he died. So here, Brother Angelus, or St. Angelus, was prophesying that it would take place. And St. Dominic said, "One day, Brother Angelus, to your order of Carmel, the most blessed Virgin Mary will give a devotion to be known as the brown scapular. And to my order of preachers, she will give a devotion to be known as the rosary. And one day, through the rosary and the scapular, she will save the world." Now, this is not a prophecy that you are bound to believe. Why? Because it's private revelation. It's not contained in the Bible or the official teachings of the church as having been revealed by our Lord. I certainly believe in this prophecy, however, and I believe that you do also. And we need to understand in what sense this needs to be taken. Is this saying that somehow our Lord's church will fail? Of course not. Our salvation is from Jesus Christ. But what this prophecy is saying, that through the devotion to the rosary and the scapular, many people, even you can think of it as a global phenomenon, will be brought to the church, or if they're already part of the church, they will be strengthened in the church. So in this way, Our Lady will bring about the salvation of souls that otherwise would not happen. So because of this prophecy and because how the church so enthusiastically approves of the rosary and the scapular, we need to preach these sacramentals. And you know from your own experience how many blessings happen, how many good things happen in your life through the devotion to the rosary and the scapular. You will absolutely, definitely be a better Catholic because of this devotion. It will keep you stronger in the faith. It will even help you to become holier. So, do you have to pray the rosary and use the scapular to save your soul? Not absolutely, no. Again, our salvation comes from Jesus Christ. The main sources of grace in the Catholic Church are the Mass and the sacraments. But in His goodness, Almighty God has provided these other things. Through the goodness and love of our Blessed Mother, she gave the rosary to Saint Dominic. She gave the rosary not to Saint Angelus, but to Saint Simon Stock in England, of all places. Why did they go to England? Because they were being persecuted in the Holy Land. They had to flee the Holy Land. They had to leave Mount Carmel. I've had the great blessing to be on Mount Carmel myself with Mr. Steve Wako when he and I visited there in 2015. And that's where the origins are. And even the prophet Elias, who lived hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ, he had his cave there, where he had practiced his solitude. And so it's a very special place. But again, they had to flee to England. So it's there that Our Lady gave the scapular to Saint Simon Stock. And she gave it to both of these saints, the rosary to Saint Dominic, the scapular to Saint Simon Stock, said, here, spread this devotion to far and wide. And we see the blessings that have come through the rosary and the scapular. Miracles, stunning, absolutely stunning miracles. And you can research that pretty easily on your own. I'll just mention once of the scapular. St. Alphonsus Liguori mentions this in his book, The Glories of Mary, how travelers going through the Alps came across a skeleton that had a scapular on it. And this skeleton spoke to them. How creepy is that? I mean, what would you do if a skeleton started to talk to you? You'd run as far as you could. But this actually was a miracle. Again, it's on the authority of St. Alphonsus Liguori. What happened is this person had died in mortal sin, but had a scapular on. Was wearing it devoutly. And so God, even though the person died and the body completely decayed, the skeleton was left. And God allowed the soul to stay in this skeleton so a priest could be called so this person could make his confession. And then the soul left the remnants of the body, left the skeleton. That's, again, people say, no, I don't believe that. That just seems too far-fetched. Why not? God can do anything. There's a story of a priest who was shot during Mass, time of persecution. He was wearing a brown scapular. The scapular stopped the bullet. A miracle. The scapular saved towns from burning up. The flames would come right up to the scapular where it was hung on a door, would not burn past. So again, many examples of these. These are not impossible. You know, unbelievers may scoff at them, but hey, God can do anything. Our Lady can bring these about with her power of intercession. So, again, focusing on the scapular today, how powerful it is. I looked up an interesting medical fact, by the way. And the bone that we call the shoulder blade, you can feel it back here. It's the bone that connects the collarbone with your upper arm bone. And the official name of that is scapula. So that's where we get the word scapular from, because the scapular hangs over your shoulders. And so just a word origin to share with you. So let's read the promises regarding the two promises that Our Lady gave regarding the scapular. It's on page 2 of the bulletin. We kept it in for an extra week. The first promise, this is what when Our Lady gave the scapular to St. Simon Stock. Whoever dies devoutly wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. Isn't that important? Nothing is actually more important than that, to save our souls. How blessed we are to have this additional help in saving our souls. Now, there's also the second promise. In a 1322 apparition to Pope John XXII, Our Lady made the additional promise that if certain conditions were fulfilled, she would release one who had devoutly worn the brown scapular on the first Saturday after his death. So instead of spending weeks, months, years, who knows, maybe even centuries in purgatory, could happen, because again, every sin ever committed, we have to atone for, either in this life or in purgatory. But Our Lady says, I will take them out of purgatory personally the first Saturday after they die. So this is called the Sabbatine privilege. Sabbatine because sabbato is the Latin word for Saturday. Now, you have to follow these conditions. The person must observe chastity according to his state in life. How much harder that has gotten in an age which is so drenched in the sins of the flesh. So much indecency and immodesty. But nevertheless, it's a necessary thing for salvation. And Our Lady says, I'm looking for that virtue in particular. And Our Lady will help you to practice chastity. If you're those that are not married, absolute perfect chastity. Those that are married, the faithfulness to each other in the married state. Avoiding all sins against the sixth and ninth commandments. So this is a condition for the Sabbatine privilege. And also, Our Lady said you have to pray the little office of Our Lady every day. But because there were many people at the time who could not read, they obviously couldn't pray that. So the obligation was to abstain from meat on Wednesdays and Saturdays, in addition to Fridays, which is, of course, the universal law for Catholics. One good thing to know, and we've studied other church documentation in this regard, and we've discussed it at priest meetings. One can also fulfill this condition by praying the rosary daily. So what a wonderful gift from our Blessed Mother to strive for that chastity according to your state in life and pray the rosary daily. You will be taken out of purgatory the first Saturday after your death. I've heard some people pray, I hope I die at 11:59 p.m. on a Friday. You can You can pray for that. But what a wonderful gift. But we have to understand there's also certain dangers, a certain danger to this, or misunderstanding the scapular and using it improperly. Remember that the scapular does not give grace of itself. It's very important to understand. Now, the sacraments do. They, in and of themselves, they give grace intrinsically. Sacramentals like the rosary, holy water, you were just sprinkled with holy water before Mass, wearing the scapular, holy pictures, blessings, exorcisms, these do not give grace intrinsically. They give it through the blessing of the church and through the devotion inspired by them. And the danger is to perhaps not consciously, but subconsciously, to begin to think of the rosary as some kind of a good luck charm. And my dear friends, that would be not only wrong, that would be sinful. Again, superstition is when a person thinks that some object has the inherent power to do something, that God doesn't give that power. For example, the lucky rabbit's foot. That's against the first commandment. God never gave to that thing a power to save you. So again, even with the scapular, there can be that danger of starting to use it as some kind of a superstitious thing. No, it has to be used devoutly, again, because the blessing of the church and the devotion that it inspires you to practice, that's what makes it so good and so great. There's even, and the worst case scenario here would be if somebody said something like this: I'm going to live a sinful life, but I'm going to wear a scapular, and Our Lady will save me in the end. That is a horrible, horrible way to look at it. I remember reading from St. Louis Marie de Montfort when he condemns the presumptuous devotees, those who say, I can live a sinful life, I don't have to try, I've just got this scapular on, or I keep a rosary around me, Our Lady will save me. No. He calls that a terrible abuse of devotion to Our Lady. Not that you would do it, but let's listen to these very, very harsh words of St. Louis about presumptuous devotees that think that, again, they're really, in a sense, using it like a good luck charm. They're committing a sin of presumption. They will not believe us when we tell them that their devotion is only an illusion of the devil and a pernicious presumption likely to destroy their souls. Nothing in Christianity is more detestable than this diabolical presumption. For how can we truly say that we love and honor our Blessed Lady when by our sins we are pitilessly piercing, wounding, crucifying, and outraging Jesus Christ, her Son? If Mary laid down a law to herself to save by her mercy this sort of people, she would be authorizing crime and helping crucify and outrage her Son. Who would ever dare think of such a thing? So again, some of the strongest words you will ever read from St. Louis Marie de Montfort. So obviously, the rosary has to be worn with real devotion, with an attitude of, I really want to try to overcome my sins. And so many people have struggles with this sin or that sin. Don't make peace with those sins. That's what St. Louis is condemning. Repent of them. And even if you're really struggling to overcome one or the other, or at least do that. Blessed Mother, please help me to overcome my sins. So, to put it in a very succinct way, instead of calling the scapular and the rosary, for that matter, a shortcut, let's not think of it so much as a shortcut.
as an aid, a tremendous help to saving our souls and becoming the saints that God wants of us. And so as I ask you today to renew your devotion to these wonderful sacramentals, especially the scapular. This is the time of the year to especially emphasize it. And also share this devotion with others. You will be helping save souls in a very powerful way by sharing the rosary and scapular with those people that are going to use them in the right way. And abundant blessings will flow upon them, spiritual and temporal. And of course, they will be flowing upon you. They'll be flowing upon this whole world. One day, through the rosary and scapular, she will save the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.